Ira in the Bronx has been waiting to talk some Jets with us, so let's do it. Good morning, Ira. What's going on?
Not much. How are you guys?
Great, Ira. What do you got for us?
I just have to ask Boomer, how would he feel if his wide receiver sat out with a Fugazi hamstring and then 2 weeks later he saw him running down the field tackling somebody because he doesn't want to play with you?
Yeah, that would be upsetting for me if I were his teammate in Las Vegas, 100%. But, you know, if I were Aaron Rodgers and I could get him on my team and get the performance out of him that I think I'm going to get out of him, then I'd be really happy.
Yeah, but if Chris Collinsworth decided he didn't want to play with you because you suck, then how would you feel watching him on the sidelines when you're trying your best and 2 weeks later he's playing for somebody else because he doesn't want to play with you?
You know, here's the one thing I will say, Ira, is that I didn't experience that, so I was lucky that I didn't have to deal with what Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell are dealing with out there in Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, you talk about a team that's unraveling. I would say that the Las Vegas Raiders are unraveling.
Yeah, without a doubt.
If they haven't already unraveled.
Yeah, but listen, Ira makes a good point that, you know, Davante Adams does not look good in that situation, but, you know, he's someone that looks committed here. You know,
how many players have we seen force trades in Major League Baseball, in NBA, and the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, so I mentioned like there was a little bit of James Harden and what was going on with Davante Adams. So we'll see how it goes here. But I mean, you know, James Harden was acting like he was, you know, he wasn't around. I swear he put on a fat suit there in Houston. Like, I will say
that Devontae's actions, I don't know how hurt he was. I don't ever want to question somebody's integrity about their injuries or anything of that nature. But when you couple that with Antonio Pierce's former head coach saying there are players around here making business decisions, it leads you to believe that he thought that Davante was healthy enough to play for them but didn't want to because he wanted to be traded.
Yeah. Well,
so if that is the case, then, you know, he left behind a trail of stink with, you know, with the Raiders.
He certainly did. But for Jets fans, they don't care because it looks like they got a guy who cares and is ready. And
oh, he cares. Here. He came back and made that tackle on that interception.
Right.
He cares.
No, and he also talked about, you know, with the team how important it is. And he, you know.
But the other part of this is that the Raiders, you know, brought him there and said, you're going to play with your best friend, Derek Carr, and then let Derek Carr walk out the building.
Right, that same year,
there was
really
something wrong between Josh McDaniels, Derek Carr, Davante Adams, changing coaches, this and that. You know, so Davante was sold a bill of goods, you could claim, and that he felt that he was lied to by the Raiders. And that's why he did what he did to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it's fine because we've seen it a lot. He did not go full psycho when it came to this thing. He was very quiet about it. You know, he did the 1K Adams interview, and that was basically it. But, yeah, I mean, it happens all the time in pro sports. You could, if you're the Raiders, you're pissed off at the guy. If you're the Jets, you love the fact that he's here. But he's got, I mean, this is a, you know, the other thing that he said when he was talking about addressing the team, Aaron Rodgers also said that I cannot believe. He said that we're flat before the game. Like, there's no excuse to be that flat before the game. How is that possible? Especially having made a coaching change and it's a primetime game.
Everybody's deferring to Aaron Rodgers. That's a big problem. Everybody defers to the superstar quarterback thinking he's going to make all the plays, make all the throws. He's 40 years old, coming off an Achilles. Everybody else has got to step up their game. My message, if I were Jeff Ulbrich, to that entire team would be, it's not just about number 8. Everybody has got to buy in. Everybody's got to believe. And hopefully Davante Adams has brought that to this team, and hopefully it will start to show itself this week against the Patriots.
You know, there is something about that, I think, from the mental part of the game. Where the Jets, when Aaron Rodgers went down last year in week one, four plays in, are like, okay, you know, we have to pick up our game because Zach is here. We don't want this to be a wasted season. And then this year, all right, Aaron's here and he's healthy. And it's like, all right, now all we got to do is just jump on his back. I mean, there has to be some of that going on.
I'm telling you, dude, I've been in two situations like that. And from a quarterback's perspective, while it's nice to be respected and it's nice to be thought of as the leader and the great player and all that other stuff, it is exhausting mentally. And then on top of everything else, you know, he had to deal with an injury. He's got to deal with, you know, interviews, and he puts himself out there. You know, it's exhausting. It's a mentally exhausting position where you just got to get support from other players on your team on the field.
Yeah, and physically too, because as we mentioned before, he's been on the injury report with both knees, a low ankle sprain, and now a hamstring.
But maybe that's why they're trying to run the ball more now. It's why Breece Hall's getting more involved out of the I formation and, you know, getting the ball downhill, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Running north-south.
Well, I mean, Breece Hall's been very, very good for them the last couple
games.
Of weeks.
Last two games.
Yeah, no, yes, the last.
Prior to that, looks like terrible. He was lost.
No, he was horrible. I'm saying the last 2 weeks, he's been very good for them. I think that's a very positive sign for the offense. Go to Anthony in West Haven. What's going on, Anthony?
Okay, guys, so my friend has a dilemma. He has the legend seats for game 3 and game 4, right? And with the legend seats come the preferred parking.
Yeah.
And so he just, as a joke, put the preferred parking up yesterday to see what would happen. Just the preferred parking. And he put the tickets up for $1,000, just the parking tickets. And it went to a bidding war. So he had these two guys bidding on just the parking passes, and he sold it for $22.50 yesterday afternoon at 5:00.
That's sweet, man. That's awesome.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
so
I mean,
here's his problem. Here's his problem. Yeah. He has the legend tickets now, and but he needs a roof on his house. His roof has two layers, and the roof went. So now he's a desperate diehard Yankee fan, and he promised to take his son to a game.
Call our buddies at Gunner Roofing. That's
right,
what I would do.
But should he? But now he's thinking if he sells the game 3 tickets, right?
Yeah.
And if he waits till tomorrow, later on tomorrow afternoon, people are going to be more desperate. The prices are going to shoot up higher because, like, he's seeing the same thing you're seeing. He's seeing the legend seats go for $6,000, $5,000. I mean, there's legend seats that are going for $11,000 a ticket. And now he's thinking he could set up his whole winter just by selling these tickets.
Yeah, how old is his son?
His son is 13. And this is
what you do. You sell the legend tickets, you get the standing room only tickets, you get the roof, and you get to take the kid, but he can sit down.
Right, that's what he's thinking, because this could carry him over through the whole winter.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How did he get legends tickets? By the way, if he owns legends tickets, he's not short on cash.
No, but here's the thing. His lawyer gave them to him. He was involved in he was going through a legal case, and his lawyer had extra tickets and gave him Legends tickets.
Oh, nice.
You can't sell the tickets that somebody gave you.
Why right? not?
I why don't... not? Though? That's what, but listen, why not?
Because the lawyer, I don't know, man. You got pissed off when Craig sold the truck.
The lawyer got 33% of the freaking settlement.
He was thinking.
He got 33% off of his ass.
Okay.
Right? So he gave the tickets. Now make some of that 33% back.
It's not like the lawyer didn't do any work.
What do you mean he didn't work?
That's his problem, too, because is the lawyer going to find out he sold the tickets? And then be pissed off at him, right?
The lawyer's probably listening to us right now, so yeah, now he knows. So you did a good job. You called into the right place for the lawyer to find out.
Well, I don't know. This is his dilemma. So, like, he called me up and said, what do I do? Because if he waits till later on tomorrow afternoon, right, we're getting closer to the game, the tickets are just going to be going up in value.
All right, Anthony, let me ask you this question. I mean, do you have any idea how much of a settlement he got from whatever the lawyer was representing him for?
Yes, yes.
North of $10 million.
No.
North of a million.
No.
No, it was minimal.
Right.
Yeah, so the lawyer didn't make that much money.
Yeah.
Well, still though, but the lawyer had extra tickets though. So it wasn't like the lawyer. So that's a side dilemma, because that's not really even like he wasn't even really he thinks the lawyer would be mad at him if he finds out, but he'll probably never use the lawyer again, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I think what he's thinking of is, geez, this could carry him through winter. This could get him the roof, and this could set him up for the rest of the rest of this year, you know?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. You could call Gunner Roofing today. They'll take a picture of your house. They'll tell you how much the roof is going to cost. Because if you need a new roof, you want to make sure that you know how much the roof is going to cost before you sell those tickets.
Yeah.
Well, he was thinking the roof was going to cost around $15,000 or $20,000 because it has two layers on it already.
Oh,
and it
man.
Has to be totally stripped off.
Oh, it's a double-layered roof?
Yeah, but Gunner Roof.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, so it's got to go down the plywood.
I know.
It's got to go down the plywood. So he was thinking $15,000 for the roof. You know, it's a big house.
Jeez.
It's a raised ranch. So.
Oh, it's a raised ranch. It's a big house.
Yeah.
Oh, this is too many. You know what? This is a dilemma because I don't have an answer. Normally, I have an answer.
A lot of variables. But I think that
lot of variables.
That lawyer got paid. He gave you the tickets or gave your friend the tickets. I think your friend can sell the tickets.
See, like normally.
No, well, that's what I think. That's what I told him. I said I would sell them because if he waits till tomorrow afternoon, you know what? Those tickets are probably worth maybe $10,000 a piece.
Yeah, I know.
It all depends on what happens the first two games. If the Yankees win those two games, game four, game five could be clinching.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
These
I mean,
are game three. This is game three.
But it's the first game back. You know, hopefully, you know, if they have a split, it's game three is going to be really important. It's going to be a big moment. It's going to be
Anthony,
a big night.
Call.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. If I
Look,
didn't
that
just...
lawyer made money. See, like, this is why we give these tickets out to these people that support the radio station.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So the WFAN ticks are monitored by the Yankees, and if they're resold, they flag the ticket, by the way.
Well, there you go.
I just got that information. But if I didn't just freshly come off of this Game 5 NLCS experience that I had that was priceless, I would have said 100% sell the ticket. But he's talking about bringing his 13-year-old son.
Yeah, but I told
fans.
You, he could sell those tickets for more money and buy other tickets somewhere else in the stadium and still pocket 10 grand.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
do that.
What he should do.
That, all right, there's your answer.
So this way, you know, hopefully your son doesn't know you have legend seats. Because, you know, that candy wall is worth everything to those kids.
That's the other part. Who wants to be walking around the stadium like with a million other people running around with a standing room only ticket?
You know what? It's just it's the experience for the 13-year-old, which you don't want to take out of the mix here. You want to keep that in the mix. But I think you sell the legend seats, you buy a couple of other seats, and you're still making some money. And then you can get your new roof.